Simon Tov Tazayin Sif Beis. Somebody who's making an error for 2 days of Yom Tov. Shnei Yom Tov Shigolius. Like the first or last is a Sukkot or Pesach or for Shavuos. So there's 2 days in Chutzlat Sveg Diyom. Or another scenario, someone's making for Shabbos and Yom Tov. Whether Yom Tov was on Sunday or Yom Tov was on Friday. Like we've said already previously, you have two different Cheshbonos for 2 different days. Kuma Arvi, 2 different places we had in the previous Sif. But now we're discussing somebody who wants the error to be in the same direction and even at the same place for both these 2 days of Yom Tov or of Shabbos and Yom Tov. So the Machaber says the Erev has to be found, has to be located in that place by the beginning of the second night and the whole B'nash Moshes of the second night. Or the Berlocha says, look back at the previous Simon, it has to be the whole B'nash Moshes, but at least B'nash Moshes of the second night as well. It's a new Kinyan Shvisa from the second day, the second night going on to the second day. The Mishnah points out that Rosh Hashanah is not mentioned over here because Rosh Hashanah we've had before it was Yom Arichta, and the same way that works L'chumra against you, that you cannot split the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah of two of Kinyan Shvisa, those 2 days, works the Kula also, the Kinyan Shvisa, the beginning of the first day of Rosh Hashanah works for both days. Whether the here was the Mapasa putting out food, or by Ma'ar Baragla, by standing there, by the Banash Mashah, so the beginning of the first night of Rosh Hashanah, it's Kinyan Shvisa works for you for both days. So now, getting back to this case of here, of Shnei Yom Tov Shigolius, or Shabbos Yom Tov, so Machabes is how you do it, you bring the Erev on Erev of the first day, and you stay there, B'nash Moshes, then you can take it home with you. If it's Yom Tov or if it's Shabbos, you leave it there. Come back the next day, you bring it with you, or if the first day was Shabbos, you come back at least to check up on it, make sure it's still there, you hope it's still there, you have to check up, you can't assume. And you're Ma'arav there again the second time. Because it's too Kedushas, you have to Ma'arav again the second time, and what happened the first day does not work for the second day, therefore if it got eaten or lost between the first day and second day, it does not work for the second day. Same thing from Ma'arav Raglav the first night, you're standing there personally yourself, you have to go back and stand there again the second night. Now, we don't want you to be saying anything when you come to make the air of the second night. Shabur explains that's like a chana from the first day to the second day. Therefore, you just stand there and think that you're being kinda shvisa without saying anything. You can't do hachana from the first day to the second day. You just stand there and think. Now, but air baraglav always does not really need a debar standing there and thinking that you want to be kinda shvisa is good enough. The air of a pass typically need an amira on some level. But over here, because you already did the mirror the first day, you're just going to bring it back to the second day or to check up on it the second day, and you always have in mind that you potentially want to do this the second day as well. So therefore it works in this case without a mirror. Therefore the Mishnah Berurah says that it has to be in the same direction. You can't do in a different direction. Same way the Machaber says you have to use the same pass second day as the first day. So if you're doing with a pass, so similar to Mishnah Berurah says to be the same direction first day and second day. Not only that, Mishnah Berurah says even in the same direction could be has to be the same spot, and not either closer or farther in the same direction. If you have the same direction, possibly the same spot as the first day, and then it could work with an amira, and then it works fine. Now, Ma'ar Baraglav does not need an amira, so that could you do in a different place, or is it also the Knir Kamech looks like a chana from one day to the other? So Mishnah Berurah brings 2 shittas about that. That could be, it's okay, because there's no amira involved by Ma'ar Baraglav, or it doesn't have to be an amira involved, or could be not. Now, if somebody makes a mistake over here, and he uses pass the second day that wasn't used the first day, and therefore he has to do an amira. So it's at least work b'dieved. So Mishnah Berurah says, no, even b'dieved does not help, because since the first time you're not ma'arif with this pass, use a different pass, or you're ma'arif ragla the first day, it's a new pass, and therefore this amira is needed. Ain't not allowed to do this amira. Therefore, chazar mafkia this amira, this statement that he made that the Shemin Erev does not valid as an amira. Of an amira, with a new pass, the new piece of food, new piece of bread, or a condiment, the Erev cannot be chal. As opposed to someone's Ma'ar Baraglav and makes an Amira, you know the Amira is unnecessary, but Lamaisa, it does work without an Amira. And therefore, it's not going to pass a little bit of it. So when you Ma'ar have a pass and using a different pass, or you're doing a different place, that the Amira is necessary, Chazar Mafkir, the Amira, therefore the air will not take effect. As opposed to your Ma'ar Baraglav being there, which does not call for Amira, and here we say Lahadiyah, not to make an Amira. If you do make the Amira, it's not going to harm you, since no worse than you have not made the Amira, that the B'dievid that could work. Now, the same way there's no Amir going on over here, Mishnah brings the Begum also not to make a bracha on the air of the second night, because the bracha also will be nigel that's a chana from one day to the next.